stuff that's not right in your life. And so there's something about looking at life and being, you know what? I'm blessed. You talk bad long enough, you're going to find nothing but bad in your life. You talk bad long enough and you can speak bad into your life. Amen. But if you start looking at things in your life and saying, you know what? That's going to be better in Jesus' name. You know what? My life's good. You wake up in the morning and you know what? Today's going to be a good day in Jesus' name. You know what? My God, He's my Lord and my Savior, and He's going to be with me today. And I am blessed and highly favored. I was at a church and this man came in, and I'll probably preach about it one day. I'm going to mess up a good sermon. But he came in and sat in the back, and his life was all messed up. He is backslidden. His family was all distraught and torn apart. And I was sitting there and we were talking to him, and the pastor looked at him and he made a statement to him. And in all of the mess that this man had created and all of the stuff that was going on in his life, he looked at him and he said, "You're one repentance away from the favor of God. You are one repentance away from the blessings of God." And you've got to understand, you know what? That when I'm trying to, you know what? That I am blessed and highly favored of God. That I may not understand why, and it may not make sense, but for whatever reason, He kind of likes me and He favors me. Amen? It says in Genesis 39 and 6, I'm going to read several scriptures just bouncing along here. It says, Genesis 39 and 6, this is Joseph. And he says, "And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat." Now, how nice would that be, huh? You got so much money, you ain't even worried about it. You're just seeing what's going to show up for dinner when they bring it to you. "And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored." Genesis 39 and 21 says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." Acts 7 and 10 says, "And delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house." We read about Joseph, and constantly it's brought up that he is favored. Sometimes we can look at our situation, because you can look at the situation that he's in. It says he's a slave, and then it says he's favored. It says he's in prison, and then it says he's favored. Sometimes we look at our situation, and it may not look favored at the moment, but you are favored by God. Amen? Lord Jesus, Lord, that your spirit would move and flow in this place tonight, God, that you would speak to us, oh God, that we would feel your love and your mercy in your spirit. Lord, that we could see tonight that, you know what, I am blessed and I am highly favored. That you like me and that you favor us, oh God. Lord, that your spirit would wrap your arms around us tonight, God. In your name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. The scripture says in Psalms 5 and 12, it says, "For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, and thou compass him with a shield. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord," Proverbs 12 and 2 makes the statement. There is only two things that can curse you. There are only two things that can curse you. One is not paying your tithes, and the other is not forgiving somebody. If you get right standing with your finances and you forgive the people that have done you wrong, then you've got to understand that God says that blessings will flow in your life. That there's something about it that if we understand who we are, that it doesn't matter that if Satan comes against us, we're still favored. It doesn't matter if it seems like every demon in hell comes against us, there's still favor on our life. It doesn't matter if our job looks like it's coming against us or our boss is coming against us, that there is a favor that is upon our lives. You look at Abraham, and sometimes we think that if we mess up so many times, or if I sin or I make mistakes or things that I've done, that it can stop God's favor on my life, that God is done with me, that God is finished with me. And we look at Abraham as he was with King Abimelech, and as Abraham looked at Abimelech and lied to Abimelech, he told him that my wife is my sister. He wasn't worried about really what happened to his wife at that moment. He was more worried about his own selfish self. He wasn't even supposed to be there. The scripture says he took a sojourn, that God brought him to Bethel, and he decided that he wanted to go on, and he went down to King Abimelech's house. This was the second sojourn that he had taken. This is the second time that he had made the same mistake. And here he is as he's looking at Pharaoh and telling him that, you know, this is my sister, and don't worry about me. I'm okay. Don't worry about me. That this is my sister. And you've got to understand, we've got a man that is out of the will of God, that is living in sin, that is living a lie, that isn't where he's supposed to be, that is selfish and is being a jerk. And in the midst of all of that, God comes to Abimelech and says, if you touch him, I will kill you. There's something about that, even in the midst of his mistake, that God stepped down in the middle of it and said, I don't think you really understand what's going on here. He might not be exactly where I want him to be. He might be struggling with some stuff that I wish he wasn't struggling with. He might have said some things that I wish he wouldn't have said, but he's mine and I love him. And if you touch him, I'll kill you. I'll destroy everything that you've got. You better leave him alone. See, you've got to understand that when you're favored and you're blessed of God, that there's something about it that even in the midst of your struggle, and Satan says there's no way that God would want anything to do with you, God says, you don't understand. My favor goes beyond your struggle. My favor goes beyond the mistakes that you're dealing with at this moment. He's mine, and you better get your hands off of him. He's mine and I care about him, even though he might be in a place that I'm not really excited about right now at this moment. You look at Esther. If you really believe that Esther was the most beautiful woman in all the land, was the most talented woman in all the land, that had it all together more than anybody else in all the land, that was the best cook in all the land, then you've got another thing coming. But when you have the favor of God upon your life, it doesn't matter who's to the right or to the left of you. It doesn't matter if your job application doesn't line up with the person's next to you. It doesn't matter if you went to Harvard or McNeese or you got an education from Hard Knocks. When the favor of God is upon your life, there is no telling what God can do in your life. A friend of mine named Henry. Henry came up and worked for a crane company. Worked all over the state of Texas on the building skyscrapers and all there. He was a crane operator. And the crane company that he was working for, he got at odds with the owner's son. The owner's son hated him and kept trying to get him fired, kept telling lies about him, kept saying things about him. The main operator that had the main crane that had made the most money, that did the most jobs, he had it in for Henry and was trying to destroy him. But there's something about it, doesn't matter who comes against you when you have the favor of God upon your life. There's something about it when you've got the favor of God on your life, that it doesn't matter if the boss's son comes against you. It doesn't matter if the most important guy on the whole place has something against you. I remember the day that Henry he walked in with a smile on his face and a tear in his eye and said, "You will not believe what happened when I walked on the job site today." Him and the boss's son literally almost got in a fist fight 2 days before, and he thought he was going to get fired. That's a good how do you do, huh? I'm going to punch you in the mouth in Jesus' name. And so he thought he was going to get fired. He thought he was done for. And he showed up on the job, and the big boss was there, and he walked up, and he's waiting for the to come down that he was going to be looking for a new job. And the boss reached out and handed him a set of keys. He looked at the keys, and the keys were to a brand new multi-million dollar crane. It's one of the nicest cranes that you can buy that they just got on the lot that had been given to the man that was above him. The boss handed him the keys, and he told him, I'm promoting you to the number one crane operator on our company. He stood there and looked. Everybody was gathered around. His son was standing in the corner with his fist clenched. The man that was operating the crane was standing there angry and mad, cussing and hollering, and he turned and he took the keys and he handed them to Henry and said, "I want you to take care of that crane from now on." There's something about it. Doesn't matter what's going on when the favor of God is upon your life. You may not understand it. It may not make any sense. But when God's hand is upon your life, it may not look like it at the moment, and it may not even feel like it, but you can rest assured that God knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what you're going through. Amen. Darlene was telling me about Mark's job the other day, that God blessed Mark with the job that he's got. When you look at the situation and everybody else says, "Well, hey, you got to be a good old boy. You got to have this. You got to have that. You got to know somebody." And God says, "Yeah, but they know me. And you don't understand. I've got all of this under control. I've got all of this figured out. And if you're favored by me, then it doesn't really matter what else is going on and what else is happening." Satan came against Job, and Job makes the statement, "Thou hast granted me life and favor in my visitation." That Job understood that in the midst of everything that was going on, that he was still favored by God. That when his wife would look at him and say, "Why don't you curse God and die?" That there was something inside of him that he still understood that even in the midst of my storm, even in the midst of everything that I'm going through right now at this moment, that God's hand is still upon me. Even though I don't understand it, even though it doesn't make sense to me, that God's hand is upon my life. You look at Daniel as the very moment that he stepped foot in the city of Babylon, that the favor of God was upon him. The scripture says that the prince and the eunuch's favor was upon him. Even as he stood there in Daniel 6:4, that it says that the presidents and the princes tried to stop God's favor. They tried everything that they could to destroy Daniel and to destroy what God was doing in his life. But in the midst of everything that was going on, they could not stop God's favor on his life. In the midst of everything that Satan tried to do to Job, he could not stop God's favor in Job's life. Even as the lions came against Daniel in the lion's den, as he sat there wondering what was going to happen, it could not stop God's favor on his life. You've got to understand that there isn't any boss, there isn't any devil in hell, devil in hell that can stop. There isn't any demon on this earth that can stop God's favor on your life. You've got to understand, you know what? I am favored of God. I am blessed of him. I am a child of the king. I've been filled full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. He lives on the inside of me. I might be having a bad day, but you know what? I'm favored of God. I may not understand my situation, but you know what? I'm coming out of this. I'm going to come out on the other side because I am blessed and I am highly favored. Amen. Every prince in Babylon tried to stop Daniel, but they couldn't stop God's favor on his life. Jacob's father-in-law tried to destroy him, tried to tear him down. He changed his wages 10 times. He would go in and he would say, you can have everything that's got a ring around its neck, and everything would be born with a ring around its neck. You can have everything that's got one spot on the left eye, and everything was born with one spot on its left eye. There's something about it that when you begin to understand, you know what, my job might be trying to do me wrong, but I am blessed and highly favored. They might be trying to distract me and pull me away. They might be trying to tear things up, but you know what? God's got it all under control. Amen. Jacob's boss, his father-in-law, said, I'm going to take this from you. I'm going to take that from you. And God said, but you can't take my favor from him. I'm going to try to put this on you and take that away from you and take that. And God said, you don't understand. He's got my favor, and that's all he needs. Your boss might say something. There might be people on your job, but you got to, you know what? I'm going to pray for you because my God's going to take care of this. I'm going to pray that God blesses you, because when he blesses me, he's going to bless you, it's going to be all right, because I am blessed and highly favored. Joseph was the youngest of all of his brothers, but he was loved the most by his daddy because of who his mama was. And because of that, his brothers hated him. Me and my brothers, we've gotten in scuffles before. We've looked at each other and talked about going outside and settling it like grown men before. But when it's all said and done, we still love each other. Joseph's brothers weren't that way. Joseph's brothers didn't like Joseph. In fact, they wanted to kill Joseph. And it was only one of them that kept them from killing Joseph, as he came across the field and they looked out there and said, behold, the dreamer cometh. Let's kill him and see what becomes of his dream. And it was one brother that stood up in his defense and said, no, let's not kill him. Let's throw him in a pit and we'll see what happens. And here he is being despised by his brothers. He's at the top of daddy's list. When it comes Christmas time, when we were younger, we would go to my sister. She's the baby of the group. And it's still this way to this day. Whatever she wants, that raises the bar for whatever the rest of us are going to get. If she wants a $200 camera, that means they've got to spend $200 on everybody else also. And so we got to talk to Brianna and make sure that what she wants this year is good stuff, because it's going to affect the rest of us. It's got a trickle down effect. And Joseph was the favorite of them, and they understood that he had the coat of many colors, that he got all the nice new shiny toys. He had all the new stuff, and they despised and hated him because of it. Joseph had a call of God upon his life. Joseph had dreams of things that God was going to do in his life. I heard a statement the other day that was pretty amazing, and I might teach about it in Sunday school, but they made the statement that all of the mess that was going on in Joseph's house, in Jacob's house, that God literally had to remove Joseph out of the situation so that he could use him for the glory of his kingdom. That with all of the junk and all of the hatred and all of the inbiting and all of the things going on between the families, that if Joseph was ever going to be what God needed him to be, he was going to have to be removed from that situation and placed in a place. And we say, well, that place that he was placed was terrible. It was horrible. It was nasty. It was disgusting. But God had to remove him from the situation that he was in to ensure that one day that he could save his family in his future. That you've got to understand that sometimes God's favor doesn't make sense. That sometimes God's favor doesn't add up in our own mind. Sometimes God's favor doesn't, all the stars don't align just right when you're trying to figure out what God's doing and what's happening in your life. But if you can just understand when you get down to pray, God, I may not understand it, but I do understand that your word says that I am blessed. And even though I might not feel blessed, I'm claiming it today that I am blessed. And your word says that my life is favored, that you favor me. And even though I might be going through a dark trial, and even though I might be going through some things that I don't understand, that you know what, God, I'm holding on to your favor, and I'm believing it and claiming it in Jesus' name. Joseph was sold into the Ishmaelites, and here he is being drugged down the road. He went from the favored in his own daddy's house with everything that he wanted, with all the cool stuff and all the cool things, to being drugged behind camels, chained as a slave. He stood on that auction block a few short days later. We're not talking about somebody that was skilled in the field. We're not talking about somebody that had calluses on his hands to prove that he knew how to work. We're not talking about somebody that had been educated in the finer schools so he had something of smarts to bring. We're talking about a spoiled brat little boy standing there on the auction block. It didn't matter that he didn't have any skills. It didn't matter that he didn't have a work ethic. It didn't matter that he didn't have everything that he needed to be something, to be bought as a high price or be put into somebody's house like Potiphar, who could afford the best of the best. He had God's favor on his life. And when you've got God's favor on your life, even sitting on an auction block, you're still blessed. He was brought into Potiphar's house, and the scripture we read tonight said that he didn't even know what he owned, that Joseph was so favored and so blessed that as he went from nothing, he rose all the way to the top. And everything says no, everything says it can't be done, and everything says you're in the wrong place, and everything says, why don't you be upset about where you're not, and why don't you be upset about the situation that you're in, and everything tries to stop God's favor on his life, but the favor couldn't be stopped as he rose to the top. Potiphar's wife came to him daily and tried to get him to sin, and daily he would say, I can't do this against my Lord, my God, and my master. Potiphar's wife tried to destroy God's favor as she had him thrown into prison as she lied about him, but not even Potiphar's wife in prison could stop God's favor on Joseph's life, because we read that he went from the bottom as he rose all the way to the top, that he was somebody that even the prison guards trusted as he would take care of all the prisoners and everything else that was going on. And the scripture that we read tonight said that he was favored by God, that favor was placed upon his life with the prison guards. They came, and the butler and the baker had dreams, and they forgot about him. And you would think, there's no way you can get out of this. That you had your one moment in time as you prophesied into their lives, and you would think that he would remember you now that he's back in Pharaoh's house. But time rolled on, and everything said, why don't you get bitter about it? Why don't you get frustrated? Why don't you think about ways to get even with your brothers? Why don't you think about ways of breaking out of here and doing something about it? Why don't you think about ways of destroying Potiphar and his wife? Why don't you think about ways of getting even? But there was something inside that said, I can't afford to get bitter. I can't afford to allow all of these things that have happened to me to knock me off the mark. I can't allow some of the things that have happened in my life for me to look back and get distracted of what God wants to do in my life and not allow. If he'd have been bitter and upset and angry and mad, do you think he'd have been able to hear from God when he needed to be able to prophesy? If he'd have been tore up, messed up, and all he could think about is killing his brothers, when it came time for him to be delivered, if he'd have been close enough to God to be able to get anything from God to get out of the place that he was in. See, if Satan can get you distracted by everything that's gone wrong and everything that's not right and everything that's messed up, then he can stop you from being able to step into the promises that God has for your life. If he can get you embittered by the people that have done you wrong, if he can get you angry at the people that have stabbed you in the back, if he can get you upset at some of the things that you felt like were not right in your life, then he's got you turned around facing the wrong direction, and he's got you exactly where he wants you to be. But if you can understand, you know what? I've got bigger things. I've got things going on in my life that my God has for me. I've got bigger promises. I've got favor on my life. I can't afford to get distracted with what my brothers did to me. I can't afford to get distracted with what Potiphar's wife has done to me. I can't afford to get distracted by who's forgot me and who's left me and who should have remembered that I was here and who hasn't remembered me. And Satan did everything he could to stop God's favor. But you can't stop God's favor. It didn't matter that he got torn down out of where he was at daddy's house and he was thrown in Potiphar's house.
God's favor rose him to the top of Potiphar's house. It didn't matter that life tore him down and threw him into the bottom of a dungeon. God's favor rose him to the top of the dungeon. It didn't matter that the dungeon tore him down and tried to get rid of him and tried to destroy him. God's favor can't be stopped. You've got to understand that when you've got God's favor in your life, it doesn't matter what the situation is right now. I'm coming out of the situation. It doesn't matter what's happening at this moment. I'm coming out of this moment. It doesn't matter if I'm in the midst of a dark, dirty dungeon at this moment in time. I'm coming out of this place because God's favor cannot be stopped. Satan's tried to stop it, but he can't stop it. He's tried to bring it down, but he can't bring it down. If you can just keep your face headed in the right direction and say, you know what, devil, I'm not going to allow all that stuff to get me distracted. I'm not going to allow all that junk to keep me off the mark. I'm not going to allow what might have happened in my past or what's going on in my present to keep me from getting what it is that God has for my life. If you can just understand, you know what, I am blessed. And I am favored. Joseph, get bitter. No, you don't understand. I'm blessed and I'm favored. Joseph, you need to get even with Potiphar's wife. No, you don't understand. The scripture says that there's favor on my life. I may not feel it right now at this moment. It may not make sense at this exact moment. But you know what? I'm holding on to what the word says about me. I'm holding on to what my God thinks about me. I'm holding on to what God wants to do in my life. So my boss might be upset. You know what? I'm going to pray because you know what? I'm blessed and highly favored. Things might look bad on my job, but you know what? I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. It might be between me and somebody else. I'm holding on. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. I was talking to a man the other day and he told me, he said, 12 years ago, he said, I was in business with my best friend. We were in a restaurant business and we were trying to get a restaurant off the ground and things started going good and a lot of things were in his name and we were equal partners on paper. We were equal partners in pay but there were things that were in his name that were not in my name because of different decisions that we had made and there came a day and time that he turned his back on me because he knew that how much money that we were splitting and how much money that he could make by himself and what he could do with all of that money. And he turned his back on me. He stabbed me in the back. He fired me. He put me in the street. There was nothing I could do about it. I got lawyers and things to try to figure it out. But because of the things that were in his name, that there was nothing that I could do about it. He said, I got frustrated. I got angry. I was mad at him. He'd taken everything from me. And he said, I got a job, and I can't remember the name of the place that he got a job, and I began to work. And it didn't matter that the world had bashed him and that his best friend had torn him down and everything that had happened. When you've got God's favor on your life, he began to work his way up through the ranks. And that day when we stood and looked at each other, he told me, he says, I'm the head manager over everything now. He said, last week, those restaurants that we had started together, he said, they went out of business and he lost everything. And he said, I make more money and I'm in charge of more stuff. He said, I had no idea what God was doing at that moment in time in my life. But now that I look back, I understand that his hand was on me the whole time, that I didn't know what I wanted, but he knew what I wanted. I didn't know what I needed, but he knew what I needed. That I didn't understand what was happening in my life at that moment, but God stands back. And as we look at a parade, we just see the floats that's in front of us. But God can see the beginning from the ending. And he knows the first and he knows the last. And he says, you may not understand it, and it may not make sense at this moment, but when you've got my favor on your life, just hold on, because it's not going to be long before my favor rises to the top one more time. Whew.
when you've got my favor in your life, just hold on, because it's not going to be long. You might be in the bottom of the barrel, but just hold on, because favor rises to the top. You might be at the bottom of Potiphar's house, but hold on, because my favor rises to the top. You might be in the dungeon, but hold on, because my favor, it rises to the top. You might feel like everybody's forgotten about you, but hold on, because my favor rises to the top. And that day that he walked in and Pharaoh looked at him, he didn't look favorable. He didn't look like what somebody that was about to be made second in command of everything looked like. But what he looked like is favored by God. And God said, you know what? I've brought you here for such a time as this. As Esther was told, you know what? You may not have had all everything that you needed, but when you're favored, God will bring you to the top. You may not understand your situation, but when you're favored, God is going to bring you out of your situation. Lord Jesus, there are moments in time in our lives that we look at the situation around us and we wonder where you are. But we can hold on to faith, understanding that we are blessed and highly favored. That our job may not make sense, but I'm holding on to my faith because I am blessed and highly favored. I might be going through some stuff. I might feel like I'm the one in the bottom of the dungeon, but I'm holding on because why? Because I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. And if I'm blessed and I'm highly favored, I can rest assured that I'm coming up. It's going to be all right. It may not be today and it may not be tomorrow, but my day's coming. I'm coming out of this. I'm going to get victory in all of this. I'm going to be blessed when this is all said and done. Joseph, get upset. No, you don't understand. I'm favored. Joseph, you need to get bitter. No, you don't understand. I got favor on my life. Joseph, you need to forget all about that. You're in a dungeon. You're at the bottom of the barrel. No, you don't understand. I've got favor on my life. And if I'm favored of God, there's no telling what can happen. If I've got favor on my life, there's no devil in hell. There's no demon on this earth. There's no job. There's no boss. There's no family member. There's no situation. That I can't rise to the top. Blessed. Look at your neighbor. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm favored. If you've got God's blessings, I don't need anything else. If you've got his favor, it doesn't matter what everybody on the job says or thinks. It doesn't matter what anything that's happened in your family that's going on. You know what? I'm favored by God. We're coming out of this. They might make fun of me when I go to church, but there's coming a day they're going to speak in tongues, and I'm going to laugh and point at them and say, do you remember when you laughed at me? Because today I'm laughing at you because you're just as crazy as I am now. And they might say things. They say, you know what? There's coming a day that they're going to look and realize, you know what? They've got something that I don't have. I might have the education. I might have the money. I might have the stuff. But they've got something I don't have. What is it? It's called the favor of God. It's called the blessings of God. And that trumps everything. That trumps everything. Amen? The situation might be rough, but I'm favored. I might be going through some stuff, but I'm favored. The doctor might have said some things I don't really want to hear, but I'm favored. I may be hurting in my body somewhere, but I'm favored. I may not understand what's going on in my family, but I'm favored. I may not understand the situation that's going on in my life at this moment, but I'm favored. And when you're favored, you can't stop God's favor. Devil's tried it. He can't do it. Demons have tried to perfect it, but they can't get a handle on it. You
can't stop God's favor. Joseph's brothers tried, but they couldn't do it. Potiphar's wife gave it her best shot. She couldn't do it. Prison house did everything they could, but they couldn't do it because you can't stop God's favor. What's going on, Joseph? I didn't know how he was going to do it. I didn't know when he was going to do it. But today I'm getting a robe of royalty, and I'm getting a ring of authority. I don't deserve it. I don't have the education for it. I don't have the knowledge for it. I don't have the things that should have been here that just put me in this place. But one thing I did have, and that's God's favor. Uneducated, spoiled little brat with no work ethic, but he had God's favor. But I've messed up. God says, you're still mine. You're still favored. I still love you. God, let me touch him. Let me get my hands on him. Let me destroy him. He's not where he's supposed to be. And God stands in between Abimelech and Abraham and says, he might have made a mistake, but he still got my favor. He might have stumbled. He might have done something he shouldn't have done, but he still got my favor. And if you touch him, I'll kill you. Whew. That's our God. You don't understand my situation. No, you don't understand your God. You don't understand what I'm going through at this moment. No, you don't understand what he's going to do in this moment. Our worship is predicated upon our revelation of who he is. And there's some people in this room, in a very short time, your worship is going to be taken to another level because your revelation of who he is going to be bigger than it's ever been. Because the situation that, I feel the Holy Ghost, the situation that you're in at this moment says that it can't happen, but God's about to open a door and say, you don't understand. My favor will take you to the other side. The things around you say that this is the way that it's going to be forever, but God says, no, you don't understand. My favor is going to open doors that nobody else can open. My favor is going to do things that nothing else can be done with. My favor is going to take you into places that others are going to step back and say, how on earth did they get there? It's because when you're favored of God, anything is possible. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. God's speaking to some people that in your situation right now that you can rest assured, you know what? I'm coming out. I'm going to come out of this situation. I may not understand it. It may not look good. I may look at my job and it may look like everything. But you know what? God's favor is in the midst of all of this. And we're going to be all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. His favor. But I don't have it all together. It's his favor. But you don't understand. I don't have what it takes to get that job. His favor. You don't understand. I'm going to get fired. His favor. You don't understand. I shouldn't be able to know. It's his favor. But when I look in the mirror, this is all I see. And God says, but you don't understand. I see favor on you. In Jesus' name. So we all stand tonight. There's some people in this room.
You just need to understand, you know what? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. There might be clouds gathering. It might be in a storm. The boat might be rocking. I may not understand what's going on, but I can rest assured that it's going to be all right. Because I'm blessed. Devil, I'm blessed. And I'm favored. And you've done everything that you can to try to stop that, but you can't stop God's favor in my life. You can't stop God's favor. But you're not perfect. That doesn't change God's favor. But you've made it, that doesn't change God's favor. But you don't have it, but that doesn't change God's favor in your life. Whew. Lord Jesus, you see every situation in this room. You see situations that to the natural eye look impossible to us. You see situations in our lives that nobody else knows about. But when we look at them, they can't be overcome. There's no way that we can get victory in this situation. But we speak it right now in Jesus' name. That your favor can't be stopped. That whatever this situation is, that whatever's going on, that whatever thing, whatever it is that Satan has tried to stop, that the situation on your job or in your life or in your family has tried to come, you know what? I'm blessed. I don't know what my wife wants to sing tonight. She had no idea what I was going to preach about tonight. But as she begins to sing, I want you to understand, you know what? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. God's going to get me through this. He's going to bring me out on the other side, that everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I am blessed.
Situation on my job says I'm not, but I'm blessed. The things that are going on in my marriage, it might be a wreck at this moment, but you know what? I'm putting it in God's hands. The things that are going on in my family might be a wreck, but you know what? I'm coming out of this because I'm favored and I'm blessed. It's all right. Let Jesus love on you right now where you're standing. Just let him wrap his arms around your eyes. Let a peace that passeth all understanding that says, you know what? I'm coming out of this. It's going to be all right. My God is going to bring me through that. We're going to be all right. It's going to be okay. That my God is going to help me through this situation. In Jesus' name.
When I wake up, every day that I
devil says, well, what about this situation? You know what? I'm blessed. What about this situation? Oh, you don't know. It's going to be all right. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Some of you need to wake up in the morning and look yourself in the mirror. Say, you know what? I'm a child of the King. And I am blessed and highly favored. You say, that sounds dumb. Try it a couple days and see how you feel. I am a child of the King. He loves me. I am blessed and highly favored. He's going to bless me today. He's going to take care of me today. His hand is upon my life. I'm going to make it through this situation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's awesome to know that we serve a God that loves us. He loves us. And He knows exactly where we're at. And exactly what's going on in our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember, Friday morning, 6:20 a.m., there's going to be some cooking going on around here Thursday night. And Friday morning, early. I know we got some early birds. There's going to be stuff stirring around here at 3 and 4 in the morning. And if you're not that early, 6:20, we're going to be meeting up here and getting stuff together. And we're going to have about 100 kids come through this place this Friday morning, and teachers, coaches. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that they would feel your love and your mercy when they step onto this property. God, as they sit there and they eat their eggs and their pancakes, that they can't understand it, but there's a peace that rest upon them, oh God. That even with the stress of the day and the game and the things that are to come, God, that there is a peace on their lives that they would remember when they go home, when they lay in bed, that they felt your presence in this place. That there was never a song sang, that there was never a sermon preached, but that your spirit and your love was manifested in this place, oh God. And they felt you, Lord Jesus, and that they could see you through us, oh God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time serving our community the rest of this month. Friday morning, we're going to feed them. Next Friday night, we're going to give them cavities. And we're going to have a great time in Jesus' name. Amen. Sunday morning, Sunday school, 10 o'clock, church, 11 o'clock. We're going to have a great time in the Holy Ghost this Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed tonight.